something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
These is the continuation of the message, Three Kinds of Wisdom.
Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 3. Have you seen Ephesians chapter 3? All right, read it to me. Verse 4. Yeah. Wherefore, when you read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Now, maybe let's read from verse 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. He's telling them something. He says, I got this information. I want you, when you read what I've written to you, when you read it, so you can understand. You can understand. King James uses my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. The Greek word is synesis. And synesis doesn't mean knowledge there. It refers to a special kind of comprehension. It means perception. You might translate it understanding. It is the ability to understand concepts and see relationships between them. All right? Thirdly, it suggests a quickness of apprehension, the penetrating consideration which precedes action. This is that knowledge or understanding of certain facts, the knowledge of certain things within you, the understanding. That's the reason why the King James translates it knowledge. Okay? It is the comprehension, your ability to comprehend certain facts, certain ideas. It is that understanding that you have that causes you to behave in a certain way. Sometimes this thing is not even explainable. But then when we listen to you, for example, I tell people, if you listen, if you want to understand our ministry, go and listen to the tapes. After you have listened to a number of them, you have to listen to a lot of them, you will come up with synesis. You get it? Yeah. It's that thing. That's actually the one that gives you that third one, which is the fixed mental attitude, the mindset. When you have gotten this type of information, this kind of understanding, you have a mindset. So God gives you Sophia. All right? So that you can have an understanding, which is what? Synesis. For the purpose of getting you to have phronesis, a mindset. You see, sometimes that word phronesis is translated prudence. Sometimes it's called practical wisdom. It makes you act in a certain way. It's a mindset. You have some people that just don't believe. They've trained themselves not to believe. They have that mindset to be unbelieving. They got a problem. You can have a mindset, and you can train yourself to have a mindset. And God wants you to have the right kind of training. So being a child of God, the wisdom of God is made available to you. And if you will delve into that wisdom, in these different areas of life, you begin to have what? Synesis. He says that you may understand my synesis in the mystery of Christ. You can have synesis in different subjects. He was talking about the mystery of Christ. He had a special kind of understanding about Christ and his message and his ministry. No wonder Paul was ready for anything. When you study the scriptures, particularly in the New Testament, you would observe a clear distinction between different kinds of wisdom. Now, this time, what I mean by that is a little different from the subject that I'm teaching on. First, the Bible classifies wisdom for us in three major different ways. It lets us know that you have what's known as the wisdom of this world. Okay? There is the wisdom of this world. I'd like you to turn into the book of James. Let's look at that kind of wisdom. Now, before I read to you James, maybe James will be very conclusive. 1 Corinthians. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. Beginning with verse 20. Are you there? Where is the wise? Can you see that? Okay, read it to me. One, two, go. Did you see that? Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? And then it says, hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? So there is the wisdom of this world. And the Bible says, hath not God made it foolish? That's a good question. He's actually speaking in the affirmative. You see. All right. Verse 21, for after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. You know, a lot of people ask, why do you preach? Must you preach? Why don't you just let people believe on their own? Nobody can believe on his own except somebody tells him. Somebody's got to preach to you. So the Bible says that God designed to use what is known as the foolishness of preaching. Sometimes people think we're foolish for preaching. Look at it. Look at verse 21. I want you to observe it yourself. He says, for after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. You see that? The world in its worldly wisdom could not recognize God. But God created the world in his own wisdom. Now he says, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. God is pleased to use the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. Hallelujah. Oh, I could explain much more in that arena, but I want us to go on. So, another verse. I'd like you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. And this time we're looking at verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. He says, not the wisdom of this world. So the Bible is very clear about the wisdom of this world. He says, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Another word is mature, spiritually mature. He says, but not the wisdom of this world. What is the wisdom of this world? Let's read again from 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. And this time, verse 19. Are you there? I want you to read it for me. One, two, go. Did you see that? For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Look at verse 18. Very instructive. He says, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. What is meant by the wisdom of this world? The wisdom of this world is the scheming in this world. It is the way the world has designed things, the system of the world, how things are run in the world, the shape of things in the world, the methods, the modus operandi in the world. That's what he's talking about. He says, the wisdom of this world is foolishness. It is foolishness in the sight of God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, number 5 Kiana Road, Joss Hotel premises, Alvary. Worship with us on Sunday by 8 a.m., Wednesday 12, noon, and 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 070-686-8631 or email us at info@loveworldradiantworks.org.